Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If I took you to Gleason's boxing gym in Brooklyn, you'd think you were on the set of The Harder They Fall or any old boxing movie. This place is the real deal. It's got that very distinctive and slightly disgusting smell that only 80 years of sweat and blood can provide. Kelly Fasane went to Gleason's last year to talk with a fighter named Heather Hardy. A woman trying to make it professionally still faces an uphill battle in boxing, especially with newer sports like mixed martial arts stealing some of boxing's thunder. Kelifa went to hear about it from a real contender.
My name is Heather Hardy. I'm the WBC International Super Bantamweight Champion, undefeated 14-0. Stop leaning back. Don't pull it back. Throw it there. Good, good. Up, 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 up. Punch, Amara, work. 10 seconds.
Good. Is your schedule today pretty much like what your days are like?
I'm in the gym every day by 6 a.m., sometimes 5:30, and 2:30 and 3 is when I walk over to get my daughter back and forth to school. But outside that, I'm either sparring, and I just finished training. After you guys leave, I'll have to get my daughter from school and then bring her here.
She must be fascinated by the whole boxing thing, right?
Wait, my daughter's 11. She's so unimpressed by me. It's not cool when your mom does it.
When Heather says that she's training at Gleason's gym, she might mean that she's getting ready for a fight, and she has a big one coming up at Barclays Center, the arena in downtown Brooklyn. But she might also mean that she's training someone else. Heather's day job, when she's not a boxer, is training clients, some of them aspiring boxers themselves, some of them just looking for a workout. We're walking back to her office, which is hidden behind some barbells and weight benches. It's cluttered. There's a couch and a drum set because her trainer is teaching her daughter to play the drums. Heather's listed at 5'5", and she's a little thicker and more muscular than your average boxer. She looks like she could be an MMA star, and she in fact did a little kickboxing earlier in her career.
Let's talk about how this started. Did you have a reputation as someone not to be messed with?
Not really. I mean, like, I had gotten into some little street fights when I was a kid, and, you know, my mom's big thing was nobody's going to beat you like your mom. So I've always been really tough, but I've been through some really hard times in my life, like some really hard, really hard times. And I was going through a divorce, living with my sister. It was the two of us, had two kids, neither one of us getting child support. I was working like six jobs, and they opened up this little karate school. So my sister was like, listen, you literally are working like around the clock. You need an hour. Just go. And within 3 weeks, I had my first fight. And there was like probably over 1,000 people in this little venue. And I won my first fight. So to have that feeling of a victory, it was like drugs for me. And I just kept going back.
Heather found herself sucked into the New York boxing scene. It's a world that hasn't changed much in 50 years, except now there are women like Heather Hardy fighting alongside the men. The big fights usually happen in arenas, but just about every weekend there are smaller fights, many at rock clubs, with local fighters being cheered on by fans from their neighborhood. Fans might pay $50 at the door, and fighters will get paid based on how many people they could get to show up.
I was in Roseanne Ballroom, it's like the big place for my pro debut. All these people came out and saw me, and I had got caught with a straight right hand and fell and hit the floor. And I got up and I heard the ref, and I had 8 seconds, like, because the first 2 seconds I was like still kind of out of it. And in 8 seconds I told myself, all these people came here to see you. Everyone believed that you were going to win this fight. You have to beat the out of this girl. So right after I got up, I did just that. I beat her like within an inch of her life, and I won the fight.
One of the things that every boxer thinks about is whether it's possible to do this and escape, you know, without suffering some sort of brain damage. I mean, how do you think about those longer term risks?
That's a good question. I was just at the Boxing Hall of Fame and got to see all them old timers, and none of them really talk so good. And I was like, wow, you know, there are definitely times like I forget everything, but something happened with my phone password. I totally forgot. So that gets scary sometimes because I'm like, you know, I have this twitch in my eye and I'm always wondering, like, is it just a twitch or is this like some kind of damage that I've suffered in my head?
The point of boxing is simple. You keep winning. You win Golden Glove tournaments. Maybe eventually you win an Olympic gold medal. Men's professional boxing is prize fighting. The idea is to collect a big paycheck. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the highest paid athlete in the world, even though most people don't watch boxing at all. For Heather, it's more complicated. In order to have an audience, she goes out to bars to convince people she knows or sees to take a chance on her. And so when she gets in the ring, she's always conscious that there are people who paid to see her and that she has an obligation to entertain them.
I feel that kind of pressure every single time I get in the ring, for the tickets I sell, for the people who help me, for the people who've been there for me. I don't feel animosity. I don't have to gear myself up for it. This is my job. Same way you go to the office, go and get your 9-to-5 in the best you can. That's how I feel when I fight.
It's fight night at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, the arena that's home to the Brooklyn Nets. And it's Heather Hardy's fourth fight of the year. She's fighting as part of a show that includes 10 different fights. The doors open at 4:30 p.m., although the main fights, which are going to be broadcast on Showtime, don't begin until 9. While we were waiting, I sat down with Lou DiBella, a former HBO executive who's now a boxing promoter. He promotes Heather Hardy, and he was putting together tonight's fights.
Well, I mean, I signed Heather because I promoted her first fight. And it was like World War III. There was this cute, you know, blonde, like Irish girl from Brooklyn, but she had this rage in her.
Is there interest in showing women's boxing?
I'm starting to get through, and okay, one of my fighters just scored a knockdown, so that's why I just stopped myself.
No,
sorry.
It was ruled a slip.
It was ruled a slip. Well, that's too bad. No, I think that Heather has a lot of charisma. You know, she's not the greatest female fighter in the world, but she's one of the more exciting.
Yesterday at the weigh-ins, Heather comes in 4 or 5 pounds heavy. Was that a surprise to you?
Yeah, which shouldn't have been. She should have told me what was going on before yesterday morning. What was happening is Heather was expecting her period this week, and it didn't come on the date it was anticipated, and she simply couldn't make weight physically. And to be honest with you, it has me a little bit worried about tonight. And I gave Heather the opportunity, if she wanted to pull out of the fight. And she insisted she was ready, she was going to win.
About 8,500 tickets have been sold, most of them to people who want to see the main event, a battle between two middleweights, Daniel Jacobs and Peter Quillen. Heather has spent weeks selling tickets to this fight, and you can tell which section is hers. It's the one full of people who start screaming when she comes out of the tunnel and walks into the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Heather likes to start her fights as if she's angry. She's aggressive.
Use your legs! Pop! Move again!
Watching Heather fight can be a little bit misleading. She throws with conviction, but in fact she's not a particularly hard puncher.
That's it! Nice quick hands! I like that!
At one point she throws two lead uppercuts. That's a dangerous maneuver both for her opponent and for her.
Don't stand there, watch her when you're punching!
She pulls away in the second half as the action slows down. The referee calls a quick timeout so the doctor can examine a cut that has started to bleed above Heather's right eyebrow. Some fighters are comfortable in a defensive crouch, but Heather likes to stand straight and get close to her opponent, even though that's not always the wisest move. In sports, and often in life, we like to think that hard work pays off, and we accept the idea that often the most rewarding achievements will be the most difficult. Boxing magnifies that idea. The appeal of the sport is inseparable from its brutality. Often, the thrilling moments are the violent ones, the times when a fighter gets hit and gets hurt and comes back. By the 8th round, Heather looks red-faced and exhausted, but she's been dominating her opponent.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 8 rounds here at Barclays Center, we go to the judges' scorecards. By unanimous decision, and still undefeated from Brooklyn, New York, Heather the Heat Hardy.
Oh,
So it's finally over. We thought you were going to be fighting around 7 p.m. tonight or 6 p.m. tonight. No, and you fought around 11 p.m. What was it like for you, the in-between time?
It was very exhausting, to be honest. The up, down, up, down. You know, any fighter will tell you once you get ready and you're ready to go out there and then they pull it back. It's like, oh, you know. So I was really nervous because I was so tired. My muscles were, like, going to sleep.
Tell me about this week. It seems like it was a rough week for you.
Yeah, it was a tough week. The end weeks are always pretty tough for me. Finalizing ticket sales, running around doing that, collecting money. You know, as a woman, you have certain times of the month where it's harder for you to make your weight. So because I didn't make weight, my opponent took my whole purse. So my boss was nice enough to give me a nice little bonus. So it covered everything, you know, but that was a lot of stress, too.
And the rule is if you can't make weight, your opponent basically has the right to renegotiate the contract. So she took the prize money even though you won the fight.
We have to renegotiate the contract. She can either not fight or leave. And it was pretty much like, well, either I take all your money or I don't fight. And I had sold $24,000 in tickets. I worked so hard for this. So I was really, before I walked in the ring, prepared to fight for nothing. But at the end of the day, I didn't come in on weight, and I was willing to pay the price. And my boss wanted to scratch the fight, and I was like, I'll take my money, take everything, I don't care. It's like I think I tell you this story my mom said, if a black belt in karate stole your wallet, would you give a shit that they have a black belt in karate? Hell no. Lou asked me, you gonna be all right? You gonna beat this girl? I said, I'm gonna beat this girl like she just stole my money.
Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you. My name is Heather Hardy. I'm the WBC International Super Bantamweight Champion, professional boxer, 15-0.
That was Heather Hardy with the New Yorker's Kelly Fasane. And here's the update since they spoke. Hardy had three more wins, putting her at 18-0.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.